Okay, well, good.
Good morning. Before we begin, I'm going to explain the procedure we will be following in today's hearing. These hearings are civil administrative proceedings held under the authority of 29-32B of the Connecticut General Statutes. The responsibility of this board is to hear cases, inquire, and determine the facts of each case, and decide whether the facts justify the denial or revocation of a permit. It may be the case that when the issuing authority made its decision, the facts supported that decision. But it is also possible that additional facts and circumstances become evident during the hearing that convince the board that it would be fair and just to change the decision in order that the permit be issued or reinstated. However, the board will confirm the decision of the issuing authority if no additional evidence comes to light during the hearing. According to statute, these hearings must be conducted informally, but in a way that guarantees fundamental fairness, including the right of cross-examination. All testimony will be under oath and recorded, and the laws of perjury apply to all testimony. Be aware that the board takes perjury seriously and will refer instances of perjury to the appropriate authority for prosecution. These hearings are public, and the Freedom of Information Act applies to them. Therefore, the information and documents produced here as evidence may not be excluded from the public. The procedure we will follow is that each party may make a very brief opening statement, just a few sentences, with the issuing authority going first and giving a brief summary of the reasons for its decision. Then witnesses may be called to testify. After each witness testifies, the appellant may cross-examine that witness. Then the appellant can state its case and call witnesses who can be cross-examined by the issuing authority. The board may ask its own questions at any time and may request testimony by additional witnesses as necessary. After the conclusion of all testimony, each party may make a brief closing statement. The decision of the board is by majority vote of those present and voting. The burden of proof is by a preponderance of evidence, with the burden of proof on the issuing authority. Tie votes go to the appellant. The board's decision will be announced today, and notice of the decision will be mailed to both parties within 20 days. As required by statute and court decisions, the board will endeavor to maintain the confidentiality of all appellants. To achieve that, appellants will not be referred to by name or address, but will be referred to as appellant. We ask that everyone follow the same practice and do not use the names of any appellants. As required by Connecticut General Statute 54-142A, the board cannot entertain hearsay testimony or testimony derived solely from erased records. In matters where there is such evidence, the board is limited to direct evidence obtained in the course of an investigation. Please understand that under Connecticut law, if there are certain felony convictions or administrative orders on your record for which you have not received a pardon, the board does not have the legal authority to grant or reinstate your permit. Finally, please turn off any devices you have that make noise and go out into the hallway if you need to have a conversation. Roll call of board members. Dr. Conrad.
Present.
Attorney Sinetti.
Here.
Mr. Gray is not present. Colonel Overturf.
Here.
Colonel Lewis.
Here.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Here.
Detective Johnson.
Here, ma'am.
Chair is present. Roll call of appellants. We'll be calling these cases by case number. So if you do not know your case number, please come forward and get it. 24-157, Milford. We're just calling the roll call now. So issuing authority is here.
The appellant has not shown up.
No appellant. 24-256.
Present for the issuing authority.
And the appellant has not shown up.
23-774.
Present.
Appellant is present. Issuing authority is
appellant.
24-119.
Present.
Appellant is present and
issuing authority is present.
Thank you. 23-761.
Present.
Appellant.
Appellant is present and issuing authority?
Issuing authority.
Thank you. 24-120, Bridgeport.
Issuing authority.
Issuing authority, is the appellant here?
Yes, he is.
24-169.
Issuing authority.
The appellant has not shown up on that case.
24-170 is off, is that correct?
Correct.
24-105.
Issuing authority.
Present.
Thank you. 23-786.
Issuing authority.
Appellant?
Yes, he's here. He did check in with me.
24-132.
Issuing authority.
An appellant?
Yep, here.
Fine, thank you. Everyone who is going to testify today needs to be sworn in, so please stand to be sworn in at this time. Everyone who is speaking needs to be sworn in. Excuse me?
That's not an attorney. Anybody that's speaking
who's not an attorney.
It was not an attorney.
Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you will give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, pursuant to perjury? Thank you. 24-157.
They're not here.
Oh, not, no appellant. Case three. 23-774.